Welcome to The Guides Alive. It's Monday, October 14th, and this is your weekly hangout to join us to talk about live streaming with people who really know what it's like.
Because let's face it, no one really knows what you're talking about if you say you're a live streamer.
Yeah, but we do. So I'm Tara, and across from me is my co-host Ben, and together we make up your Guide to Live.
And on today's podcast, the first back after many, we talk about what is going on with the word live and how confusing it is, comparing it with streaming services to television streaming services to iPhone streaming services to Twitch and all of those things.
So what is confused. Going on?
And take a little bit of a dive into Streamlabs as well, the streaming software, and really just catch up a little bit of what's going on in live. And if you just stay to the end, you're going to get to choose both of our Halloween costumes.
Yes.
So let's do it.
All right.
Hey.
Hey.
It's been a while since we've done one of these.
Yeah, we've been busy. We've been doing a lot.
Yeah, it has been really, really busy.
We've been changing things up too a little bit, you know, like rearranging how we do things.
Yeah, we actually used to do these live. That's the first big change. We've gone back to recording these just in the comfort of our own podcasting studio rather than live on air.
Yes.
We figured out that it didn't really work because you can't tend to the live audience because you're doing a podcast, which you're going to have to edit. You can't really do a good podcast because you're trying to tend to the
It's like a catch-22
so it's best just to do the thing. It's like
separate. We'll do them separate now. That's what we're doing.
Yes, like the same. I've decided that I'm no longer gonna eat my dinner and have a bath at the same time.
Oh, I didn't
just
know
do
you
it
did
separately
that. When did you do that?
Just do things that are appropriately done at the correct time. But it was fun to try.
Well, how's your week been, Ben?
My week has been full of Streamlabs. Yeah, and if you don't know what Streamlabs is, I'll tell you. Streamlabs is like a software, online software, actually cloud-based software for live streaming. It's kind of like OBS.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
And I've been exploring it, first of all, just because it's awesome to learn new stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And they are there's OBS, which allows you to stream from PC or computer to any streaming platform. Mm-hmm. It allows you to build scenes and frames, and you have sources and you can put overlays and multiple cameras and then send the stream out. So Streamlabs is a version of that. It's cloud-based. And the reason why I was playing with it is because it has this, you can do vertical and horizontal streaming well. So that's the first thing I wanted to do.
How is that different from OBS?
Well, so OBS is like, it's like OBS is like PC, whereas Streamlabs is like Apple. As in, like Streamlabs is maybe a tiny bit it's slightly more limited in terms of functionality, but it kind of just works.
Okay.
Whereas OBS, like to do the vertical and horizontal, you have to have a plugin, and then you've got to make sure your plugins are updated.
It's
and
like a little bit more complicated.
Yeah.
There's and a lot then, like, more steps involved.
Which plugin do you choose and which one is the best one? It's like, I don't know. Some people love all of that. And for me, it's just like, I kind of like stuff
like
to just work.
More intuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other bit of it is figuring out. So they have this thing. What's it? Remind myself what it's called. It's called CollabCam. So it allows you to bring in external streamers or guests or whatever onto your stream. But they are... they're not like multi-guesting with you. You send them a link. They sign into the link.
Oh, so they can come in from any streaming platform or
no,
any...
No, no. Like, so let's say I was live streaming from Streamlabs and I sent you my CollabCam link.
Yes.
You could use the CollabCam or the Streamlabs mobile app or their desktop app.
Okay.
Click on the link. You're now like essentially having a video call with me.
Oh, so I'd have to... So the recipient has to have the same software.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I can now place you on the screen, full screen.
That's so cool.
As a frame or however you want it.
Ooh, that reminds me of like talk shows or newscasts.
Exactly.
Where there's like a little box and there's like a reporter inside the box.
Throwing over to Tara. She's out in the field. We could have done it for the hurricane. Yeah, you'd been the person like
the wind blowing and I'm like can't stand. There's people flying around behind me.
But
anyway, yes, that is so cool. That just tells me, that just like opens up so many more capabilities and so many more options of what we can do now with our shows.
Yeah. And I think it's like making it easy. And it's not still not the easiest. It's not like total just plug and play, boop.
Yeah.
It nearly is. But the idea that I could just pull somebody into a stream like that, like the obvious example is the newscast, but you could do loads of fun stuff.
Yeah.
That's the power. That's the powerful tool that we were looking for. So that's why I've been playing with it.
Yeah. It's crazy how fast the technology has changed in the world of live streaming. Mm-hmm. And live streaming's been around for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's crazy because the technology is making it more accessible for just anyone now to live stream. Yeah. Whereas before, you know, you had to have a nice desktop, a webcam, a nice like setup. You had to be able to like was like more stationary.
Yeah. Now you just need a mobile phone. Yeah. Basically a phone that has decent signal
or
and a
tablet.
Camera.
Even a tablet will
Even
do
a
it.
Tablet, yeah. Yeah, it's cool. I notice in like the Best Buys and over in the UK they have Currys is the similar
Every
one.
Every time you say that, I think it's like a restaurant. Currys. it sounds like a China Panda of like Indian food over there.
Currys is like Best Buy, smaller version of Best Buy in the UK. Mm-hmm. Like High Street. It was on the High Street.
The main
which
street.
Which isn't really a thing over here. The Main Street. But both of those places I've been watching over the last probably like 8 years, but more closely over the last 3 years, how the streaming products are like becoming, they have their own section. The same as in Target as well. It's like the products that are there for streaming, like now you get gaming sections, like each get, it's very much gamer led right now.
It is very gamer. Mm-hmm. Oriented streaming, which...
but I have seen a couple of displays where it's like it's like a mic plus a little camera
and a ring light or something.
Yeah, and it's designed clearly to just sit there and live stream.
Yeah,
I think when the technology is moving in that direction, particularly when it's like visible to the public, that's why I'm using those as examples of like they are mainstream stores.
So can you go back and
stores.
Tell me what you saw again in the store?
So I think for the last 5 years or so, we've had an increasing number of like gaming streaming setups, like with the different, like they've been branded with like the teams and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen
But
them.
It's very, I mean, they're branded for gaming, so
it's
it looks gamery.
Gaming is what I've seen. Yeah.
Bright like, green, bright orange.
All the lights.
Yeah. Whereas now there are more products where it's like just for streaming in a chat-based, community-based, like entertainment-based way.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I noticed that. You know, also I noticed like a lot of the shows on TV, cause I like to watch TV because it's not live. It's like the opposite of what I do every day. So I was watching and I noticed a lot of them, they're horizontal streaming still. Like I see a lot of that, you know. But I noticed the other day there was a lady sitting in a coffee shop and she was an influencer.
Oh.
And she had her phone vertical.
I know the show you're talking about.
Yeah, and she was streaming. And it was like she was actually like live streaming and she was talking to her chat.
Yeah.
So that's the first time I've
that
seen in
Fisk,
mainstream.
Right? That show, Fisk.
Fisk, yes. Yeah.
So there's
a
new season,
show.
Australian show, new season came out, episode 2.
Oh my God, it's so funny. If you guys are hilarious. Looking for a really like dry humor, kind of like sarcastic, witty, funny show.
Yeah.
It's like The Office, but like way funnier, I think.
Yeah, you're right. They went down one of the characters. It was a bit part. It was like it was not a main character, and they came in to get legal advice, and they said, "I'm going down to the cafe," and they were social media influencer.
And
my expectation was that they were going to go down and like be shown to do a dance,
like a TikTok dance,
or like making a video of like drinking their coffee and like taking an Instagram photo. But no.
They were streaming, live streaming.
But it was very clear because they were talking to their chat.
Yeah, they had set up too, like it was in a little like what are those things called? The
tripod?
It was a tripod.
Yeah,
it was a tripod. I was trying to think of the other word.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I can't.
The creep of showing that or like normalizing that,
yeah,
is I think as that shows into the mainstream now, it's not weird. Like in the same, that's why we were expecting the cliche of the influencer to do the thing that has been showed, but that was being shown on TV 5 years
ago. That was 5 years ago. They were doing the dances, like everyone, let's do our TikTok, come on,
yeah,
and it was like doing a dance, yeah, exactly. Or it was like, I'm making a video of like this beautifully edited video of like my day or how I get ready in the morning, you know? And now it's like they're actually showing people streaming, live streaming, which is so cool because that just shows like...
That's a new show, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That was this season. That was this...
No, but is it like a new... It's a new show in the last year.
Yeah, it's only got two seasons.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's that just like... It's nice. It's showing that it's creeping into the mainstream.
So what is also remarkable is that you said that TV, you like going and watching TV because it's not live, because that's what you do all the time. Yeah. Except there's live all over the streaming apps
now.
Well,
it says it's live.
Yeah.
But what, to my dismay, no, it's not dismay, actually. It's just to my surprise.
Yeah.
I was watching Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, yeah. Keeping it up to date.
I
just want to watch something that's really, really up to date.
I wasn't feeling well. Yeah. And I wanted something slow that wasn't very stimulating and that was like kind of comforting because it was like nostalgic. So I was laying in bed and I was watching it and you came in and you started talking to me and you had an idea and I was like, oh, let me pause it. I want to hear what you, but I couldn't pause it. And that's why it's live. It's live because you can't pause it. You can't rewind it. It's going, it's broadcasting and you have to be there right then and there to see it, but it's pre-recorded.
So it's not really live.
It's being shown live to you.
They're using the live logo
it's misleading, I think.
It really means you can't watch this again. No replay. No, you can't rewind pause.
No, it's basically saying this is what it was like before streaming. This is what television was. It was being broadcasted.
Yeah.
I think there's
a confusion here.
But it's a bunch of recordings being broadcasted.
Don't you think there is something confusing about this?
Yeah, that's very confusing. Like I said, I was like surprised. I was like, oh, because, you know, we deal with live streaming all the time. And I was like, there's going to be some live streaming on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Let me see what could this be?
Yeah.
And it was just a rerun.
There's also, I don't know which app it's on, probably the YouTube one, but it might be somewhere else where there's like the Mr. Beast channel, which is streaming live,
yes,
in air quotes, streaming live, except they're playing videos from their existing videos.
Yeah. They're like the YouTube videos.
Yeah. So like, I actually think this is a huge problem for our industry because we are talking about live streaming. So here, first of all, let's break it down. Let's really break it down because there's the word live and then there's the word streaming.
Yes.
And both applying to multiple different things.
Yeah, they have, it's like the same word, but it has multiple meanings, each one.
On the TV, that was streaming and like the general public, general population knows, do you stream your entertainment?
Initial thought
is on telly, right?
Yeah, like I open up my smart TV and there's a Netflix, Hulu, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I stream my entertainment that way. You know,
Whereas
you can binge it and all that jazz.
Twitch and TikTok Live and YouTube streaming, it's like YouTube Live. It's like
an Instagram
they
Live.
Are streaming
That's
platforms
streaming
as well.
Too. Yeah, but it's different. It's not
like
the same.
They are a live streamer. If you stream on those platforms, you are now a live streamer.
Yeah.
So like,
but there's also confusion because do you remember when we first started telling people what we did?
Uh-huh.
And we were like, yeah, we work with live streamers. Like, oh, what kind of games do they do? Like they thought instantly gamers,
right?
Twitch.
But quite rightly, because that's all that people knew.
Exactly.
I think this is so that what we're working in here, which is entertainment live streaming, like community streaming, where you're the built-in difference is there has to be engagement, otherwise it doesn't exist.
Right. That is the backbone of this type of streaming.
Right. So let's have a look at what these places call themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm looking up here. So Netflix. Okay, I'm looking up Hulu first. This is in Hulu's language, okay? Mm-hmm. Hulu, on their website, Hulu is the leading, most comprehensive, all-in-one premium streaming service that offers expansive slate of live and on-demand entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So they're calling themselves a premium streaming service.
And they're also saying they're all-in-one. Like, what does that even mean? What does all-in-one mean? Curious.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just saying it's a question.
I think they're saying they do on-demand and... live.
And air quotes.
Live.
Live.
Yeah. Whereas, yeah. So is Twitch. Twitch says that they... Twitch is an interactive live streaming service for content spanning gaming, entertainment, sports, music, and more. Mm. So, like, the description is very similar. Netflix calls themselves a streaming service as well.
Yes.
So maybe the thing is, like, streaming is just the
what is TikTok
access point. I'll look it up in a second. It's like the access point to the audience, but the live bit is the huge problem. Mm. So I think the industry, we need to make a call out to the industry here to decide, can we all agree that if we use the word live, it means that the thing is happening in the moment? And whether you can replay it or not is a whole other question, right? Can you replay the live in the future? Doesn't affect whether it's saying live, but we streaming platforms like Netflix shouldn't be using the word live for basically what is essentially a pre-recorded show.
No, that, I don't think that's live, but I will say, like, it really does bring you back to the old television before there was like, what was that device you get? TiVo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where you could pause, rewind your live shows that you were watching. They were live because they were being broadcast. Somebody was in the network pushing a button.
Go.
Playing that like a disc jockey live. They were doing that.
Right.
Live. And you couldn't rewind it. And that was the way television was back in the day. So I think it's almost like a hiccup, but they're calling it live for some reason. I still don't understand why they're calling it live.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's look up TikTok Live. See what they refer to themselves as. Okay. All right. TikTok, this is again on their website. TikTok Live allows viewers and creators to interact in real time. As a creator, you may have access to the live features such as effects, multi-guest moderation, live gifts, and other settings. As a viewer, you can support your favorite creators' live content by watching their live videos, subscribing. I'm stopping here. Notice they haven't used the word streaming.
No, I don't see streaming anywhere.
So they can subscribe to their live communities, participating in the chat, and react to their live with virtual gifts. So really here,
you
TikTok Live's approach is, it's talking about engagement a little more.
You can engage with your favorite creator in live.
Yeah.
By participating. It says that by participating in the chat. Reacting to their lives with virtual gifts and more.
That's
so cool.
Yeah.
So it defines itself as live.
Right. It says
in the
interacting in real time.
So it's interaction in real time.
Yeah.
Which is not live streaming. But is it?
I think that's exactly what live streaming is.
Okay, so it is the definition of live streaming, but no one has ever associated that with live streaming until right now, is what I'm saying. This is a discovery, I think.
I think you can interact in real time. You don't have to interact in real time for it to not to be live. I don't think the interaction is any part of the live thing.
But you have to be at that point where that camera or whatever that lens is capturing your image and your movements and sound. That has to be in real time.
Yeah.
And that's being streamed.
Well, it's like live. It's like, where does the word live come from? It comes from people doing things in real time. It's like the barrier of putting a camera in place is just like a modern addition. It's like things happen live on stage, on whatever. People, if you were going to tell people something before you could record it or like put it through a microphone, you said you had to be there at a certain time to hear them do it live.
Or you would miss it.
Yeah, or you would miss it.
Yeah, which reminds me of...
So industry, we got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
Yeah, it's time to define it because we're...
Define the live.
Yeah, I think we're at a precipice? Is that what it's called? We're at a turning point? We're like, this is where we're... it's a defining moment. Uh-huh. So we should create a term for this that sets it aside from what this other term is.
Right.
Because they're two different things.
And also, it feels like, in theory, this is all going to the same place. Like, in theory, live streamers, entertainment live streamers, won't only be on the phone once you can interact in a seamless way with your television. Your television can turn on its portrait. You can now...
it's almost there because when I was laying in bed with my, when I wasn't feeling well, I was playing like a merge bubble game, it was like fruit or whatever, but I had to connect my phone to use it as the controller. So I can easily see how if my TV was turned vertical and there was some software that could connect your phone, your tablet, or whatever it is, your device to your television. You could watch streaming platforms like that. Like I could watch TikTok live on my phone, on my TV, and just use like type into my phone for the comment or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like my mouse pad.
Yeah.
But that I watch it on the big screen.
So all of those things are going to end up doing some version of that. And having the live wording confusing things. Here's another version of this.
So then you'll be able to, sorry. I just wanted to go a little bit more into that. So now it's like, imagine opening up your television and seeing all, like Instagram app, Facebook app, TikTok app. And then you can click on that and it's like being on the app kind of on your phone if you're streaming.
Yeah. I mean, you can do that now.
It's not the
same,
though.
But it's not seamless at all. It's not built in.
No. I'm saying like, it's like...
I'm assuming like, that it won't be like an Instagram app or a Facebook app. It'll be TikTok live app.
It'll because be it's like...
It's not social media up on there. We're talking about live streaming stuff.
We're talking about live streaming stuff, like the entertainment side of it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Have you noticed there is also like Amazon Live as well?
Yes.
So Amazon Live has this issue as well. So for anyone who doesn't know, Amazon has a live streaming service, which is kind of buried within the app.
Yeah, it's like a live selling.
Yes, like it's selling QVC. Live. It's like TikTok like, Live.
Yeah, exactly. TikTok Shop or something.
TikTok Shop, yes. So there is an Amazon Live app which you use to stream through. But as the viewer, you experience it within just your regular Amazon app.
Okay, so...
Well, you know how to get there.
Yeah, so you just... If you go into your Amazon app, your normal Amazon app, like you're going to order something... And you go to search something that you're looking for. Like, say you want to search some boots.
You go to the search bar. Yeah.
It's like, I want to search for some boots. Instead of putting boots, you just put in live streaming. Uh-huh. And it's the first thing that pops up. It comes up in the very top. It's like a little like slider screen or something. Uh-huh. But you click on it and then it opens up into a feed. And now you're on a scrolling feed where you can just scroll it. And it's just on live online shopping.
But here, so when I was using it, it's cool. You see the first couple of people who are live, and then you scroll down, and it says live, and there's the thumbnail, and you click on it, but it's a pre-recorded previous live, which is being posted as a live, but it's very clearly a pre-record. Because when I first started watching them, I thought it was like a pre-roll, like on like YouTube Live and on Twitch, like you can have like a pre-roll intro to stuff. I was like, oh, it will click into the actual live in a second. It never did.
And it never did. Yeah.
So that kind of is, it's confusing. And
that's why we're saying we need to make a stand. There needs to be a line in the sand.
Come on. It's like everyone needs to get together. Netflix, Twitch, TikTok Live, Kick.
Everyone's like, who's
what
broadcasting.
Does live mean?
Yes.
I'll happily mediate that. What does live mean to everybody?
And we can have a debate.
This live? Yes. Then it's allowed to have live. And it's got to be red.
Yeah.
You know where the history of that comes from?
Yeah, I think I do. I'm imagining like when, because I know I've been in several like radio stations and like where they're like rolling live and there's like a red light on box and it says recording or on air.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah. It's like tradition.
Yeah.
They just had the red thing on to say, don't walk in here because it's live and you're going to mess it up.
Yeah.
It's like using like the entertainment industry, it has like the green room. It's like, that's the place where you relax because green is relaxing. Like, how can we stop people walking in here while it's live? We'll put a massive red light outside.
Yeah. It's like a stop sign or a red light. It's like caution.
Yeah.
Like, do not enter. Enter with caution. Be aware.
Be careful.
Yes.
You're going to mess this all up.
It makes total sense. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like that. The live being in a red box.
Yeah.
To like, it's, you know, it's holding on to that. It's like a nostalgia thing or just tradition. It's like, hey.
Yeah. I don't think it's tradition. You know my view on tradition.
Yeah, I do know your view on tradition. Like, you don't really like tradition.
Well, it's not that I don't like it. I like to think about what the reason for things.
Yes,
are.
So, I agree.
So like a red light to tell people to stop is useful in the olden days, in the past, but it's also useful now. It's the same effect is happening. It makes sense right now. But some traditions, like having like tradition. I don't know, like the having a Christmas tree where you bring a tree into the house. Those kind of traditions were in place to remind people stuff. It's like Harvest Festival. Mm. It's like, this is to remind us that kind of at this time of year, because no one was writing this stuff down. They had to pass on the information to new generations. So you make a thing of it each year so everyone remembers.
It was also practical at the time too when they were doing it, I think. Yeah. Wasn't it mostly practical?
Well, I think it was practical, but also a reminder. It becomes a tradition because it's a reminder, because you want your village to all remember this is when you plant the crops, because
it's like a slow process of over time, over generational, like it just like kind of fades away each generation to the point where now we're just doing these things and we're like, why are we doing them?
Right. So the why is no longer there.
Right.
And it's like, I'm pro making new traditions which are related to what we need to remember today in the world that we live in now, not
it's relevant.
Reminding ourselves that the longest day of the year, like it doesn't impact us in the same ways, where it was very important for people then to know, okay, well, in 6 weeks, the sun's going to come up.
Yeah, like why are we still doing daylight savings day? Do we really need to do that anymore? Yeah. No, now it's just traditional.
Yeah.
Like I would love to get rid of that.
Yeah. And I'm not against like the fun part of tradition. I always try to examine each one. It's like, what is the point in this? Yeah. Are we doing it for somebody else's benefit to sell me something, or are we doing this because I really want to, or are we doing it because we need to have this piece of knowledge baked into future generations to help the human race survive? I know that's kind of like big, but that's how I think.
It's like, is this practical or not, you know? It's like, I agree with you on that. Like I know you're not poo-pooing on tradition, on all traditions, just because they're traditions.
Yes. What are you going to do for Halloween this year, talking about traditions? Halloween's coming up.
Oh, my favorite time of the year.
You get to pick two costumes to wear, and I'll pick which one you're going to choose.
Okay.
If you accept that challenge, what do you think?
Yeah, okay. So I think what I would like to do is do either be Larry the Shark.
Okay.
I would like to dress up as Larry.
Yeah, that's a good one. You've already got the shark costume, to be fair.
Yes, I do. Okay. Or I'd like to be Grumplepuss.
Okay.
Those are my two choices.
Okay. I'm going to give you two choices for me, and you can choose, because I'm going to think about yours then in that case. Okay. If we're doing live streamers, then in that case.
Well, you don't necessarily have to do live streamers.
I know I don't have to, but you really like laid it out.
Okay. Let's see.
So how about, so one, I will do a Franck character with the blue suit and the yellow.
The turtleneck. Turtleneck. Yes.
Oh. So like,
Can we get you some candles? Like, we should get you one of the
OG
candles.
Franck,
we should get you one of the candles.
I'd love to. Those candles. Who has them out in the world? They might be worth.
They might be worth.
They might be twice what they cost. Okay, so I'll do the Franck, or I will do Sue Dillon.
Ooh, I love that. I love both of your choices too.
Okay.
Ooh, I think we should do some kind of poll I would love for our community to get involved.
Okay. Well, if you want to, we won't decide then. Those are the two options. If you do want to contribute to deciding what our costume is.
Yeah. So for Tara, it's going to be Larry the Shark, P.S. Serena Shark.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be the Grandpa Push.
Yeah. I'm interested to know how you do that. And I'm going to either do the Franck or Sue Dillon. And I'll do the accent as well.
Okay.
So you can always contact us on the anywhere where the podcast is. You can head to the podcast website and just contact us, or contact us at team@blueshiftcreative.com.
Yes.
And reach out with any questions or thoughts. We do love hearing from everybody.
Yes, we do.
So let's wrap up, Tara, and we will see everybody much more regularly in this place again very soon.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.